Morning, mate.
Morning, boys. How you going?
Not too bad. It's a beautiful day here in Newcastle. Looks like a beautiful day tomorrow, and they've come out swinging, raising New South Wales, and so they should have, with that stinging attack at the ABC over the four corners story.
It's been all the news the last 24 hours, Dave, in the racing industry, hasn't it? This letter that was published by Racing New South Wales and its chairman, Russell Balding. I don't think anyone begrudges them the chance to have their say. I don't think anyone begrudges the ABC for investigating what was a really important story that needed to be told, and that's what journalism is, shining a light in some pretty dark places. But I think Racing New South Wales have a couple of pretty salient points there in terms of the standards. I don't want to sound like I'm being a cheerleader for the racing industry, but it has made massive, massive strides in the last few years in regards to animal welfare. Does it still have a long way to go? Of course it does. I think some of those efforts should have been told a little bit in that original story about rehoming and working with animal welfare and getting horses into careers post-racing. And I suppose the other aspect to their complaint was the Peter Vallandis interview. Peter agreed to do an interview. He was probably the only racing administrator that did agree to do an interview. And he was unaware of the allegations or the footage that the ABC had obtained, and that wasn't put to him in that initial interview. So I don't know how this is going to play out in the next few weeks. ABC have got, a month to respond to Racing New South Wales claims. Let's not forget that the Racing New South Wales chairman, Russell Balding, is the former managing director of the ABC. So when he writes a letter of that calibre, it doesn't come lightly. So we'll wait and see how this plays out. But, yeah, very topical in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, and just personally, from someone who has a horse and is in the industry, yes, it was horrific viewing. But I guess, me personally, I get sick and tired of just being everyone being tarred with the same brush.
Minority.
And, yes, there are people in every facet of our lives that do the wrong thing, but there's a lot of people that do a good thing. And I really hope the ABC and other people from other news organisations get out to stables and tell the good stories. It's like rugby league. We hear about
the bad. What chance of that, David?
Probably negative
right.
Million.
Yep.
But there's such good stories in our sport. Everyone in our sport loves the animal, and I just find it really disheartening when the general public see a story like that, and then everyone thinks, or other people outside of our sport think, oh, it's a joke, and it's not, and good on that Race New South Wales for standing up and saying, no, what? There's more to this story.
Yeah, and I agree. And no one begrudges the ABC for telling that story. So it needs to be told, and that footage was absolutely abhorrent and shocking. But just a little bit of balance with some of the stuff that the racing industry has been doing would have served that initial report a lot better, I would have thought.
Well, on the good news front, Canterbury returns tonight.
How good, Laurie. I love the Friday nights at Canterbury. I'll get the family out there a couple of times over the summer season. It's going to be back. There'll be a big crowd there at Canterbury tonight. I've got to give a huge credit to the ATC. They've done a massive amount of work to try and build up these Friday night meetings with the local community. And getting 5,000 and 6,000 people to these Friday night meetings is a massive achievement. The atmosphere on track is fantastic. It's a great family night out. I've had a quick scan over the fields tonight. It looks like a pretty good meeting, but going to be a lot of activity off the track. So I'm looking forward to getting out to a couple of these Canterbury meetings in the next couple of months.
Yeah, now we're looking for you, just before we get to your tips, your Sandown Cup, you're a little bit concerned about the numbers that are lining up.
Yeah, Jimmy, we usually get a couple of horses out of the Melbourne Cup that usually back up in the Sandown Cup. We've got a couple of this year, the Sounds there and Nerf Boston. If you remember correctly, in the lead-up to the Cup, there were some people suggesting that maybe both those horses on their current form probably didn't warrant a spot in the Melbourne Cup this year. So when you look at the field this year and you look at the market, well, Sound is a $2.80 favourite. He's a horse that his last two runs haven't been too bad in the Caulfield Cup and the Melbourne Cup, but since he's been in Australia, and admittedly he's raced in Group 1 company the whole way through, he's had 8 or 9 starts in Australia and never run a hole. So that just goes to show you the lack of depth in the Sandown Cup this week. The rest of the cards is not too bad, but just a little bit concerned about this Sandown Cup on the weekend. The Zipping Classic's a good race over a mile and a half, but yeah, I wouldn't say it's a vintage Sandown Cup renewal.
What about tomorrow at Newcastle, mate? Who do you like?
The more I've got this Hunter, Laurie, the more I think all roads lead to grass. So race 6, number 3, grass can be my best bet on the program. I think getting back on a dry surface, the crossover nose then goes on. He's got a nice draw for Brenton Alfellas. He's loving in a nice spot. I think he's going to be extremely hard to beat. And I loved his recent trial when he went straight past Bonamy. So he's my best bet on the program. And the value is race 4, number 10, Lucy Ola Bell in this mare's race. She's third up. She's ready for the trip now. I think she profiles fantastic. And let's not forget the horse that ran within two lengths of Noble Boy in the Country Championships final earlier this year. I think around $12, she's got to start much shorter. So race 6, number 3, Graph the Best. And race 4, number 10, Luciola Bell, the best value on the program.
Good punting over the weekend, mate. We'll speak on Monday.
You too, boys. Enjoy the weekend.